I'm Shabnam Wasim, and welcome to the University of Dundee and our weekly look at the moments in history, both of the institution and the city, that have created the vibrant, dynamic place that we're now part of. As we celebrate the 50th anniversary of the university becoming independent, we examine the people, discoveries and decisions that have brought us to 2017 as Scotland's University of the Year and one of the world's top 200 universities, delivering teaching and research that has helped to transform lives across society. In the years to come, we have ambitions to be the top university in Scotland in everything we do. Alumni from the University of Dundee are spread across the world, working in every area and include Nobel Prize winners and Turner Prize winners. From the science and medicine side of the university, we taught Sir James Black, a Nobel Prize winning scientist, renowned for his discovery of the beta blocker and the H2 blocker, which transformed the treatment of angina and stomach ulcers respectively. Until 1967, University College Dundee was a site for all clinical medical activity for the University of St Andrews. Sir James Black matriculated in 1943 at University College, which eventually became the University of Dundee, and graduated from University of St Andrews School of Medicine with an MBCHB in 1946. Duncan of Jordanstone College of Art and Design was home to Albert Watson, a Scottish photographer well known for his fashion, celebrity and art photography. His work is featured in galleries and museums worldwide. He has shot over 100 covers of Vogue around the world and 40 covers of Rolling Stone magazine since the mid-1970s. Photo District News named Watson one of the 20 most influential photographers of all time, along with Richard Avedon and Irvin Penn, amongst others. Although he didn't study music here in Dundee in 1994, concentrating instead on English language and literature, Gary Lightbody formed Snow Patrol whilst in Dundee. Their first album was certified 5 times platinum in the UK and eventually sold over 3 million copies worldwide. Their next studio album, Eyes Open, and its hit single, Chasing Cars, propelled the band to greater international fame. The album topped the UK Albums Chart and was a best-selling British album of the year, selling over 6 million copies worldwide. The Alumni and Development Office help alumni stay in touch with one another and with the university. It is in contact with nearly 60,000 Dundee graduates in over 100 countries. Our alumni support the university in many ways, from generously donating their time and expertise to making gifts which change lives. Once you walk off that stage in Caird Hall, your time as a student has come to an end. But your relationship with Dundee doesn't end at graduation. We aim to maintain a lifelong connection with our alumni, to hear of your successes, to keep you updated with the latest developments within the university and city, and to inspire future generations of students. Students who graduate from the University of Dundee with either a degree or diploma automatically become life members of the Graduates Association. Honorary graduates are also members. In total, there are some 60,000 members of the Graduates Association spread across 150 countries, and that number grows each year. The Graduates Association meets at least once a year, at which time the principal's annual report is received. In between times, business is progressed by the Graduates Association Business Committee, which meets twice a year on Saturday mornings, usually in December and May, and receives reports from the Vice Principal, Director of External Relations, the Alumni and Development Officer, and from Graduates Association members of court. The Business Committee may also suggest possible nominees to the Honorary Degrees Committee. Tune in next week for another podcast from the series. Subscribe to iTunes to get the podcast delivered to your inbox and check out the website www.dundee.ac.uk/50 for extra material.